702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
That's right. Time now to see what's in our teacups this week. It's a chance to have a look at stuff that's been going down that may be interpreted as a little bit dodge. We're mostly dealing with relationships, and I'm joined in studio by one of our freshest producers in Tando Klimba. Good morning.
Good morning.
Almost afternoon.
Yeah. Good almost afternoon.
So what's going down with What's the Tea this week? What do we have?
This week we received a tweet from Manapelo Letlalo, and she says, "My BF can go for days without talking to me if I don't text or call first. He'll call after weeks. Guys, am I wasting my time? His excuse is, but babe, you know I don't buy data or airtime."
I don't know. I mean, is this woman wasting her time, or should she just offer to buy him some airtime? What of it? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to find the kindness here to maybe, you know, see a point of view from the boyfriend's side. What kind of deadbeat can't even afford some airtime? Send her a, I don't know, get into Wi-Fi somewhere. Send her a WhatsApp, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there any excuse whatsoever, do you think, in Tando when someone doesn't talk to you for several weeks?
Absolutely not. She's probably talking to some other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's wasting her time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Tando, thank you very much for getting the ball rolling with us there.
Thank you, Nick.
Manape Letlalo, I think you're wasting your time, but what do the listeners think? She can't get a hold of her boyfriend for days at a time and only gets a hold of him if she texts or calls first. I think you're wasting your time there, Manape. What do you think, Lee, in Boksburg?
Hi there, guys. I've got a very strong viewpoint on this because I've seen it with myself and a lot of my friends. And I think it's sad. I think women have forgotten their own self-worth these days. It shouldn't be up to us to have to text first or send that good morning message first or us to make the phone calls. And it infuriates me. It really does. I think she needs to realize who she is and what value she has and move on and find someone who's going to treat her for what we're worth. Women these days, we're doing all the chasing and all the running around after the dudes. And quite frankly, we're able to look after ourselves these days. And we need to remember that.
Yeah, Lee, I hear you loud and clear, but and it is mostly women that do suffer at the hands of a bad partner, for lack of a better description there. But it does sometimes happen to men. Look, I've been ghosted before there was even ghosting, before ghosting was even a thing.
I can't believe that.
Lee, jeez, man. Luckily, radio doesn't show my bright red cheeks from you making me blush there. But
well, at least you have a good day now.
Yeah, that's totally true. But no, do you not believe that men also get, you know, they also get ghosted?
I definitely think that men do as well. It happens less frequently though than it does with women. But I think at the end of the day, it comes down to, I think, for most of us, in my belief, in my heart, a sense of self-worth. I think it's important for all of us to take time out to ourselves and remember that we are worthy and that we have a value. And all too often, we're so busy chasing this image of love or desperate to be with someone that we give up that part of ourselves. And I don't think we should ever be placed in a position that we need to do that.
Lee, what is it though in terms of the roles we assign ourselves in society when it comes to relationships, right? Because now I'm gonna give you the converse, right? I've got three older sisters, and the oldest was going through a bit of a thing in her early 20s, and she got out of a bad relationship, and I remember the term playing the field, you know, checking out your options, right? And do you think that it's fair? Because, you know, very often when women do that, they are described as playing the field, checking out their options. But God forbid a man do it, because then he is a man-ho.
It can be perceived as that, but you have to remember that when women do things like that, we perceive it as worse than just a man ho. We just call it a straight up ho. So for us, you know, men have got a lot more freedom to do things like that than I believe women do. And we judge for that. Especially, I'm like 42 and I'm single now, and I'm out and I'm chatting to people, but because I'm a mom and I've got these responsibilities, you're expected to play into a certain life. And I don't think we should have to. We should do whatever sets our soul on fire.
Okay. Okay, nice one, Lee. Very, very cool. I'm sure that happiness is waiting around the corner for you with that type of attitude. Have a brilliant youth day.
You never know.
Lee in Boxburg, thanks for that one there. Lines are open, 011-883-0702. I repeat, that tweet we got not so long ago, last week. What's the tea? My boyfriend can go for days without talking. If I don't call, if I don't text first, he'll call after weeks. Am I wasting my time? He's always got the excuse, but babe, you know, I don't buy data or airtime. I don't know. I would say, honestly, kick that guy's butt to the curb, man. Why do you need to even try that hard? My argument is that if someone wants to see you, if someone wants to talk to you, yo, they will always make a plan, no matter what. Come hell, come high water, such is the power of attraction, of love, of romance. You will always make a plan. So these lame excuses about I know I don't have airtime, and I mean, come on now. Download some WhatsApp and get some Wi-Fi at a Wimpy or something. I don't know. Make a plan, you know. Anonymous says, my fiance cheated on me only to find out through, wait for it, my mother. She now and her family are denying me access to my 2-year-old daughter. Oof. Oof. I'm really, really sorry, Anonymous. That is horrific, man. I could not imagine anything worse happening to a parent than to be unreasonably denied access to your child. That is absolutely horrific. I really, really, really feel for you. I'm sorry. Maybe you want to give us a little bit more information on that, or anybody else that wants to try and share their story with us, right? I've got one message on WhatsApp here that I'm going to read. Women have low self-esteem. Ladies, let's value ourselves. It's hard, but it's possible. If your man doesn't check in on you after 24 hours, it's done. Move on. This is some Tony Braxton, got to move on, play it over and over and over until this reality hits. Well, I mean, come on, you know, there is time, right? There's times when you just, I suppose it's different if you are in a relationship, you have a family, you know, you're married, you live with a person. Okay, then fine. If you don't talk in 24 hours, that is a bit weird, right? But if you're dating someone, if you are even exclusive, right? And sometimes you don't talk for like 24 hours. Sometimes you are busy. Sometimes life does get in the way. But what's that cutoff point? Because I think, yeah, maybe 24 hours is a thing. Because then the converse of that argument is, if they're not at the very least sending you a little message to say goodnight before you go to sleep, then what? And what are they doing? Who else are they saying goodnight to? I know, that's my thought there. We've got a couple of WhatsApp voice notes. Let's get to the first one.
So this is Humbu from Kempton Park. My viewpoint on this young lady who can't get hold of her boyfriend for days and weeks. Nah, she's wasting her time. If a guy wants to talk to you, he will talk to you. That's the rule of the game. And if you can't, you will know when someone is interested in you. They're going to bother you. Just today alone, I've possibly called my wife 4 times. If you want to talk to anybody, you will talk to them. So, nah, she's wasting her time. Just find someone that likes you, someone who's willing to spend time talking to you and getting to know you, than all this nonsense that we're hearing from this boy.
Yeah, I got to agree with the caller there from Kempton Park, the guy that sent the WhatsApp voice notes. If someone wants to speak to you, someone wants to hear from you, if someone wants to show that they are at least thinking about you, they're going to make a plan. I don't think that there's many excuses there. Granny T in Boxburg. Oof, she's bringing the heat. Dear Nicholas, this is pretty one-sided. I reckon that he's not that into her. And maybe she's just a once in a while side booty call. Ugh, the truth may well hurt. Another WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, folks. I have a problem myself. I'm actually involved with somebody who is actually obsessed. with me, and unfortunately I do not have those deeper feelings for her. I have tried to show her, I take some time without even phoning her, I stay like at least a week or so, but on a daily basis she's the one who will say, you're not even apping me, you are not doing anything, what is happening?
I mean, that's one, hey? Is there ever any like justified reason for ghosting someone? Because that's harsh, man. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of at least doing that once in my life, but yo, it's tough, man. Why can't we just grow some gumption? Because I can't say the other thing on radio, and just do the right thing, whether or not you're a man or a woman. Don't ghost. Just, even if the truth hurts, rather be slapped with the truth than kissed with a lie, as they say. Niklas Bauer on the Clement Manutella Show. What's the tea? And we're talking about whether or not this listener's wasting her time, or if she should maybe buy her supposed boyfriend some airtime, because she doesn't hear from the guy for several days at a time, weeks on end. And then the excuse is, Mara, I don't have airtime. What a weak excuse. To me in Brakpan.
Hello?
To me.
Hello?
Yes, to me. Go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Please, go ahead.
You know what? I just want to let the lady know that she's wasting her time with this guy. You know, we guys have got lots of excuses when we have run out of feelings for a person. So the lady must just learn to let go, because this guy, they...
Oh, to me, sorry, man, please just repeat that.
Oh, no. Hello?
Yeah, to me, I'm here. You broke up. You were making such an important point. Please, won't you just share it with us again?
Sorry, man, I just said I'm driving and the network is poor where I am. But I'm saying the lady must just give up on this guy. There's no way in which a guy, if he's in love with you, he can come up with an excuse that he doesn't buy airtime or he doesn't buy data.
Yeah, that is. And also, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I understand, you know, times are tough. Not everybody has money and stuff like that. But what type of a deadbeat needs his on and off girlfriend to buy airtime for him, you know?
you know, if she can do that and he'll come up with an excuse to say maybe she or he borrowed airtime from Vodacom and they took it away from him and all that.
Hey.
Once a guy's mind is made up, I'm telling you, he'll come up with all excuses. We have been there, we've done it in the past. So I understand where the lady's coming from. I have had a similar situation in the past, where after I realized that I don't have feelings for this lady, instead of making her aware verbally that I don't want to be with her anymore, I'll just send wrong messages, so to say, in terms of not calling her, not seeing her, and I'll come up with all sorts of excuses not to see her.
Nah, but to me, why do guys do that, eh? Because, I remember, as a teenager, right, I remember my youngest sister, who's 8 years older than me, when she heard that my modus operandi to get out of a relationship that I was in when I was, like, 17, was like, you know what, I'm just gonna act terribly in front of her and like just give her the idea that I'm not interested so that she breaks up with me. That is a terrible thing that guys do. Why do we do that? Why can't we just break up?
We don't want to have them. Sometimes, you know, if I'm going to go to my girl,
oh,
my feelings, oh, to that. So when I keep my door distance myself from her, it's like sending a message. Please read the signs, which is wrong. I'm not saying it's right. Yes, what you need to do as a person is to go to the person and tell her, you know what, I don't love you anymore. Let us find a way of moving on away from each other instead. But yeah, we do that, and it's wrong.
It's very, very bad. Thabo in Pretoria, thank you very much for being open and honest, right? That was to me in Brakpan. Thabo in Pretoria? Thabo, are you with us? All right, we're going to try and get Thabo back on the line, but we got a couple of WhatsApp voice notes as well, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about, Yeah. You know, why can't we just man up, for lack of a better word there? And I don't know, woman up as well, because sometimes women also just ignore into oblivion. Why don't we do that? Give us a call. 011-883-0702.
The latest gossip.
Hot and straight off the press.
What's the tea?
So I got a a tweet. There is never a valid reason or excuse to accept a partner who makes you feel unimportant or abandoned. Never lose your self-respect, self-worth, and dignity waiting for somebody to love and appreciate and value you. Amen! Insomniac Angel 2 on Twitter, and ends with a Maya Angelou quote. Never make someone a priority when all you are to them is an option. Amen! Go to Tabo in Pretoria. Let's see if he sorted out his line. Tabo, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Nicholas.
Yee, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Look, I think the lady must just accept that the relationship is in her hands. It's going to the graveyard. All what she just need to do is to move on, because there's no man or there's no person, either a man or a woman, in it.
Oh, damn. That telephone line is in a hearse going to the graveyard. Never mind the relationship that we're talking about. I got a couple of SMSs in here. I agree with you, Nicholas. If a partner wants to talk to you, check on you, they should make a plan. Away with the excuses. Away. And it's not just ladies, gentlemen too. It's people in general that are responsible for this. Yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, it's not terrible women, terrible men, terrible people, man. People are all responsible for this type of thing. Tabo, you back?
Hi, Nicholas.
Yay. Yes, carry on there, yes. Tabo. You were in the middle of a very good point, and then the signal didn't do its job.
Look, all what I was saying is that there is no point that a guy or a lady who is in a relationship claiming that you love someone, you can come up with such an excuse. There is no way in this day and age that I can claim that I can buy airtime. I mean, you can borrow airtime from Vodacom. You can borrow airtime some way. But if you really want to be in a relationship, you really have to put some weight in ensuring that you play your part as a man in the relationship. I mean, women loves when you always call them, you do things for them. So if a guy does that, it's clear that he wants out, but he's trying to look for an easy way out of the relationship. So
tell me something though, Tabo. I mean, have you ever been involved in that situation where you did the responsible thing, you did the mature thing, and was just honest and was like, listen, this is over. I'm not interested anymore.
Look, I think it's fair, and that's what I do. I think I go and sit down with a person and say, look, these are the reasons why this relationship cannot move on. And it can't just be something because I feel that I've seen someone out there who's better than my girlfriend. No, it should be the fact that there should be the certain things that we've been trying to sort out and they are not working out. So the mature thing to do is to sit down with a person and say, look, this is not working out, and I'm not going to force things moving forward. If you don't find an option to go and get a relationship coach or someone who can advise you on how to deal with your issues, if you're not looking into doing something like that, just accept the fact that the love for that person is no longer there, and then you're going to move on with your life. Find someone that's going to make you happy. Allow another person to find another person that can make her happy. But this attitude of giving lame excuses, it's not good at all for this lady.
Tabo in Pretoria, thank you for the call there. I think we've got a couple of WhatsApp voice notes there, Abel.
Good morning, Nick. This is Martin here from Johannesburg. There's a high possibility that the guy is married. Red flag. When somebody is going to ghost you for so long and expect you to text first or to say something first, there's always something that is actually keeping them away from you. So I have a feeling that the guy is married.
Hi, Nicholas. For me, there isn't such a thing as a guy not having airtime just so he can talk to you. I've went through the experience as well. If a man really wants to talk to you, he'll make time. There's no such thing as not having airtime. I believe this man is either talking to someone else or he has totally lost interest in her. So my advice to her is that she should just forget about him and move on with her life. That's all I can say to her.
Nicholas, if somebody doesn't find the time or the energy to at least phone you or speak to you, get in contact with you, it's very plain and simple. The writing is on the wall. They are just not into you. That's it. They are just not into you. They could probably be into you for certain beneficial parts of what they can get out of you, but being completely into you, they are not into you.